In this Fireworks CS4 tutorial, we'll be discussing your pointer tool and your select behind tool, because not many people know what the select behind tool is or does. The pointer tool, it's very obvious what that does. Just selects things, highlights them, and moves things around. So what I'm going to do is just draw out an ellipse shape. Actually, I'm going to draw out three ellipse shapes. All three in graduated sizes there, getting smaller. I'm going to make this one green, make this one orange. So I'm going to demonstrate the select behind tool. So first, let's go ahead and place this green circle to the back. So what you can do is you can go up here to use these little tools they have handy for you here. Bring to front, bring forward, send backward, and send to back. So I'm going to send to back. And then with this one, I want it on top of the green one but behind the blue one. First, let's set its opacity to about 72. Same for the big blue one. Okay, now let's send this one backward. So send backward. So now it's behind the blue one and on top of the green one. So the green one's very last down in there in the depths. So if I wanted to select that green one, I would have to go into the layers here and grab it from that layer, maybe lock the two layers above it, and that would be a big pain in the butt if I just wanted to select it and maybe manipulate it a little bit. So what you can do is you go up to your select behind tool, and it will allow you to keep selecting as you click. You see what it's doing? It's going and selecting all three of those spheres in succession. And you might need that, and it might come in handy when you're working with complex designs and shapes and things stacked on top of each other with lots of layers that you can't seem to get to the one on the bottom. This is a very easy way to do it. Okay, we'll see you next lesson.